Hey everyone, my name is Amey Barge. The most useful thing I learned from this module was the difference between searching and researching, specifically in the article "Search versus Research" by "Search versus Research" by Mark Prensky describes this very well. Before when my When my instructors used to tell me not to use Wikipedia, I did not understand what the reason for it was, but this module specifically told me that it's very important to examine the credibility of a source and the credibility of the organization or the website it is printed on, is published on, for the information to be reliable. The article, it was also shocking to me that this article highlighted what the problem with Wikipedia is. It says that Wikipedia is similar to Encyclopedia Britannica, or but the difference between that is Encyclopedia Britannica employs over 4,000 experts, whereas the Wikipedia can be edited by anyone, pretty much by because it has volunteers that can log on to software, a wiki software, and thus this doesn't this 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 doesn't make Wikipedia a reliable source. One of the techniques that I've already been using since from this module was to s search was searching the for the credibility of the source. What I usually do is when I look for articles, I look for very renowned websites or organizations. For example, in today's article, in today's assignment, I used an article from Forbes, which I knew was very credible. Which I knew was very credible. The ideas I could use that I could in this model that I could put into practice in the future are researching the credibility of the author, which I haven't been doing. I feel like today I researched when I was writing the Forbes article, I actually went to the LinkedIn page of the author and looked at the author's credentials and where she graduated from and what job she's worked on, and it just gave me a very good idea on how credible and how well I should take her word for the topic I'm researching. My advice to my peers would be to look into what they're citing like a lot, because it is very because it, the internet is a has a plethora of websites, and it is very easy to run into information that is just useless and it or very not incredible, because a lot of times a lot of research that is cited on the internet is pseudoscience. And for example, Reddit has a lot of pseudo like a survey found that about like 47 to 80% research cited on Reddit is pseudoscience. So I feel that it is very important to go for scholarly like articles that are scholarly or articles that come from very renowned websites or magazines. And that's it. Thank you.